This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Apartment rents in North Texas continue to go up, outpacing many cities across the country. Steve Brown covers the real estate beat for the Dallas Morning News and joins me now for a look at the state of apartment rents in Dallas-Fort Worth. Steve Brown, thanks for joining me.
Sure, glad to do it.
Rents are going up, but how much are they rising, and how does that compare to, say, a couple of years ago?
This last year, they were up about 6%, and that's sort of like double the increase of what it is normally. So Dallas forever was a very cheap place to rent or own. And we still are compared to national averages, but it's nothing like it was pre-recession, and it's certainly nothing like it was, say, 20 years ago.
What's the average price for apartment in DFW?
It's a bit over $1,000 a month, about $1,040. And over the last, say, 10 years, that's up like 25, 30%. So, yes, it's hard on apartment renters right now, but it's also real hard if you're trying to buy something. You really can't win either way on it.
Does apartment rents here match the national average?
We're still a little bit below. The U.S. big city average is about $1,200. But you got to remember places like New York, San Francisco, L.A., where people are spending thousands and thousands of dollars a month on rent. But obviously, there are a lot of places where you can rent apartments cheaper than $1,000 a month.
What are some of the rental hotspots in North Texas?
Uptown, downtown. In Uptown, a new apartment will cost you, on average, about $1,800 a month. And in these new big high-rise buildings, it's not uncommon, $2,000, $3,000. I looked at one unit in a penthouse that the rent was going to be $8,000 a month.
Why are those areas seeing bigger jumps?
That's where people want to live. We're like number one or two in the country for job growth. We're creating more than 100,000 jobs a year here, and that's attracting a lot of young professional people. For instance, the people are moving here from Toyota, their headquarters coming here. They're coming from Southern California, and they're coming from New York City. And they're moving, a lot of them, into high-rise buildings or luxury buildings in Uptown, believe it or not, driving all the way to Plano. They think our prices are wonderful because they've been used to paying L.A. rents and New York rents.
What would you consider to be the top three reasons for the rent increases in North Texas?
The cost of construction, the cost of land has gone up huge in Uptown and downtown. The other issue is, if you haven't gone and looked, even if you have no intention of renting one, go to one of these newest apartment projects. And you certainly the ones in Uptown are a good example. But even in places like out in West Plano and Legacy or someplace, go and look at one of the newest apartment developments. It will blow you away what they've got for features in there. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, no one would have even considered the kind of features they have in there. All the fancy workout rooms, the lounges, the party room, resort-style swimming pools that look like, you know, at the Ritz-Carlton. So one reason the rents are higher is that the places are getting nicer and nicer and nicer.
And now, let's say somebody's moving to the DFW area. Yeah. They want to find a bargain in an apartment. Do you have any tips for them?
Gosh, good luck. You know, there are more than 200 people a day moving to Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, that's why you can't get anywhere in a car. The population here last year grew faster than anywhere else in the country. And that's what's causing this housing crunch, is that we've got so many people moving here that we cannot build houses fast enough. And, we're building 50,000 apartments, and we're building 30,000 houses a year. And that's just barely keeping up with the people that are moving here.
Steve Brown is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.